from Oceanside, California. Thanks for listening to Saints Basketball on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.
And Victoria Stewart was lights out tonight for the Saints on the women's side of things. 81-71, your final score on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard as the Saints and head coach Eric Nelson earns a little bit of a milestone. Career victory number 50 rolls your way here this evening, so you'll certainly take that as the Saints, they up their record here in conference play as they get closer and closer potentially to that four seed as they're now 6-6 here in the North Star and 11-15 overall. David Tewksbury joined alongside by the head coach of those Saints. He is Eric Nelson. And coach, you know, kind of one of those games where Dakota State was kind of nipping at your heels a little bit. They would not go away, but, you know, that's what good teams do. When you're up, you stay up, and you win ball games.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job of getting up what seemed to be like 14 or 16, and before we know it, we had a couple bad mistakes, and we look up, and we're only up 8, you know. So give them credit for, you know, staying in the game and making it tough for us. But I thought our girls in that last 4 minutes really kind of buckled down, got some stops, made some free throws, you know, executed our press break, and did the things that we needed to do to win.
You always talk about getting off to a quicker start, and I don't know how many times that you guys can do that in the final couple of games here, but 16-2, a great start for you guys offensively.
Yeah, especially attacking the basket. That's what we talked about early. You know, we knew they were going to put a bunch of pressure on us on the perimeter, so it's kind of like we talked about at Waldorf. Hey, we're going to get to the basket. We just got to make sure we make them, and we did that. You know, I think Vic got to the basket easy. You know, our post got a couple good looks early on, and, you know, really kind of jump-started us. And then, obviously, you know, we kind of had our stagnant, what felt like a couple minutes where we didn't score there, but it's always nice to hop out like that. That gets the, you know, the girls going a little bit. It gets us you know, playing defense well, and it gets our bench in it. So anytime we can start like that, obviously we'll take it. And I thought that was kind of a huge thing for us to start the game out.
And always on the sideline you're saying, come on, stay in it, stay in it, stay in it. And I thought today April Huddleston kind of got off to a slower start, but she really stayed in it and she really had a great game.
Yeah, between her and Jada, that's what we talked about. You know, we Evans is a good player, but when she came out, we didn't know who they were going to put in at the five, and so we thought we'd have a huge advantage with either one of those two whenever that number 50 was in the game or when number 43 came in. So we said, hey, be patient, pick your spots, and you know, when she comes out, that's your kind of time to go. So I thought April did a good job, especially late. She had a couple big baskets. You know, she hit that kind of 15 footer that put us up like 10 with a couple minutes left, so we knew we were going to have a big advantage in the post, and I thought they did a good job for pretty much for 40 minutes.
And Victoria Stewart, you talk about setting the tone. I thought she really kind of set the tone in this one. We'll have to wait and see if you guys can kind of slide into that four spot. You need a couple more wins, and you need Waldorf to lose a couple more games here, but it kind of seems like this is her final go-around here at home, and you kind of get that sense.
Yeah, you do. You know, she's a senior who knows that her days are kind of numbered as far as games, and she's going to do everything that she can for us to win, and it's good to see her be that aggressive, and especially when we knew they didn't have a lot of people that could stay in front of her. So I thought she did a great job, especially with those 4 or 5 minutes left. You know, we were trying to take time off the clock, and I just told her, said, hey, let the clock go down to 12 and then break somebody down and make a decision after that. So I thought she did a phenomenal job of that. Nobody could stay in front of her at all. It's just about her making a decision. You know, she gives up the ball to Josie, who hits a three in the corner. I thought that was a big kind of spark for us to kind of finish the game off the right way.
And one thing I kind of noticed as you guys were doing your shoot around beforehand, kind of warming up and getting, you know, everything all sorted out, the team kind of came together afterwards, and that hasn't happened a whole lot of times this season. It's kind of, hey, you take your shot, maybe a couple low fives here and there, but afterwards, everyone came together. I think that's big.
It is, and we talked about, you know, we had a lot of, we had a kind of a team meeting after that Waldorf loss, and I thought, like I said, we lost that game, but I thought that it was a much-needed thing for all of us to come together and realize that, hey, we got to pull things together, we got to play together, we got to be unselfish, and we got to do things the right way. And I thought that's a huge credit to Vic, you know, to Tone. Some of those girls are starting to step up and take some leadership roles, and that's just one part of that, is just bringing everybody together, make sure everybody's on the same page, and I think it's definitely paying off for us.
Yeah, no question about it. Keys to the game, courtesy of our friends at the Aberdeen Chrysler Center. You know how we do this, check plus, check, or check minus. It all starts up with stopping Jesse Giles.
You know, I give us a check for sure. You know, I don't know what she ended up, what she had, 13, 15 or something like that. But and I felt like we did a good job on her to not let her get her going, you know, especially after scoring 33 against us. So I thought we did a pretty good job.
16 points and 9 rebounds, but only 5 for 11. You say check. I would give that a check plus. That's just me personally. Number two, defend and rebound and don't allow second chance opportunities.
You know, a check. I thought we defended really, really well, but there's a couple offensive rebounds here or there that we didn't necessarily get to. But for the most part, I think it was definitely a check for us.
number three, control the tempo and kind of avoid that track meet.
Yeah, and that's why we kind of slowed it down there. So I give us a check plus. You know, there's times where we kind of got going too fast, and that's why in that last, you know, 5 or 6 minutes, I wanted us to slow down the tempo, and I thought Vic and Carly and our point guards did a good job of that.
Number four, executing that motion offense and ball movement.
Yeah, I thought we had 17 assists on 12 turnovers, I think. So I think that was one big thing that we talked about as being unselfish. So definitely a check plus. I think that's definitely something that we're going to continue to need moving forward.
And you found a way.
Yeah, always check plus. So anytime you can get a win in the conference play, you'll take it.
So 3 out of 5 check pluses there. The other two are tentative checks for sure. And, you know, coming up tomorrow, you guys have played very well against Bellevue here at home. I know you have kind of struggled on the road all the way down in Bellevue, but more often than not, you guys have played very well against Bellevue when they come here.
Yeah, and they're going to be, you know, looking to obviously come out and win because they're playing for seeding just like we are too. Yeah. You know, so this is kind of one of those big games for us. We want to go out and try to get closer to that 4 seed, but they want to try to stay at the top too. So it's going to be a big battle. They're a very, very talented team, and we're going to have to have a great, you know, 40 minutes of defense because they can shoot it, they can score it. They're really, really athletic. So it's going to be a heck of a test for us tomorrow.
How do you stop Alexis Martinez?
It's a good question. You know, she's so strong and she's so athletic that it's going to be tough for us. So we're going to switch up people on her. We're going to try to double her. We might put Allie on her, you know, put Jada, you know, April. We're going to try to switch up as much as we can and try to make her life as difficult as possible.
Enjoy career victory number 50 tonight, Coach.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. That's head coach Eric Nelson joining us here during your halftime session following an 81-71 victory on the women's side of things. And Coach Nelson will most definitely take that. And this is the first time ever in program history the Saints have downed Dakota State and earned a season sweep in this series. Over on the guys' side of things, 54-38, that's what your score reads right now as the Saints, they lead by 16, but again, you can't get too excited. The Saints, at times this season and in years past as well, they've had big leads and they've seen them disappear. Saints were on the road against Waldorf 7 days ago and they led by as many as 16, and that game was tied late down the stretch before, of course, Michael Dees hit that game-winning three-pointer with 6.5 seconds left to go. But, you know, you still have a full 20 minutes of play to go here in this second half. We'll take a look at our first half numbers when we return in 1 minute on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.